Hey, what's up, everybody? It's about 11 a.m. It's Tuesday, March 29th. And I just wanted to do a podcast because there's a few things going on in the world today that seems so bipolar. We have one issue in Ukraine, coming out of Ukraine about the war, where we have POWs being tortured and abused. And they want you in America to support this Ukrainian regime, which I don't personally support. I know many people support, and I don't feel like those people have all the facts. What I've seen is on video, POWs being brutally, absolutely brutally tortured. I mean, shot right in the legs, in the testicles, bleeding out, beaten so severely to death. I mean, dying in such agony. What is the point? You have them already. You captured them. There is absolutely no point in torturing these men. It's horrific. It's barbaric. It's uncivilized. These are the Nazis that they want you to support. And a Nazi is not necessarily someone that just hates Jews. A Nazi is someone, you know, who has no heart whatsoever and believes in totalitarianism. And that's what this regime believes in. President Zelensky is demolishing democracy. He is getting rid of any kind of adversity and differing opinions and different political parties that may come up against him and against his party. He wants one regime and one way only. And it's a very narrow-minded way of thinking. But I just want to talk about assault and what the definition of assault is. I don't feel like they don't teach enough in schools about the definition of assault and what it actually means. We go from watching people on video being brutally murdered and tortured, and everyone's saying, yay, support Ukraine, support them, support this, support this. And then, on the other hand, I see the Oscars and these people dressed up very nice in suits and ties and gowns. And I see Will Smith go on stage and slap a man across the face for insulting his wife. And everyone jumping on the bandwagon and accusing him of assault and condemning him and saying this is a huge dishonor to the Oscars and to peace and all these things. Do people even understand what assault is? Do people understand what bullying is? If someone is harassing you or insulting you, you do not have to sit there and take it. And you also do not have to respond with an equal insult. You have a right to walk up to that person and slap them across the face and tell them, you know, that's basically you telling them to shut up and to end it. And I think that's what a gentleman should do. You don't need to sit there for hours and bicker. You don't need to go on for days and continuing to resolve something and peacefully negotiate something with words. Sometimes force is necessary. And this is what America needs to learn. They need to stop condemning necessary force. And they need to learn the difference between assault that is unprovoked and force that is necessary. They don't teach this in school. All they do is teach the children that any kind of physical contact is wrong. And it's not wrong. It's not wrong. Because then you have children who have been bullied their whole lives, never defending themselves, never sticking up for themselves, and they either end up committing suicide or becoming bullies themselves or God knows what. You can't allow this to go on. You can't allow things to escalate in that kind of situation. You have to handle it right there and then. If somebody is disrespecting you, you have a right to end it right there and then with a simple slap on the face, in the face, or whatever force is necessary, equal to. And then we'll have a bunch of idiots coming out. And this is why it's so important to educate people on this, because then you have a bunch of idiots coming out and saying, well, somebody insulted me, they threw popcorn on me, now I'm going to take out my gun and shoot them, right? That's equal. No, it's not equal. There should be a thin line between necessary force equal to and excessive force. I think there's definitely been some cases in the past where people used excessive force. You know, you see a guy insulting someone and then they jump on them and they start beating the crap out of them. I think that's a little excessive. But this is the problem in the U.S. They don't have any kind of educational basis on what is excessive and what is necessary. There needs to be some kind of educational program to teach everyone on what this means and how to be gentlemanly. Women can be gentlemanly as well. Women need to be gentlemen as well. They don't need to be excessive or dramatic or like that. And the same thing for men. My mother always taught me, Priscilla, be a gentleman. And I try to be a gentleman with everyone. I don't lash out on people for any reason. And I don't hit people for any reason. But if I see something absolutely necessary, like if I see you abusing a child or just acting so disrespectful, I will slap you across the face. I will push you out the door. I will get you escorted out. That is my position, and I have that authority. And so does everybody else. So we need something in our system to better educate people on manners, on excessive force, on necessary force. Because it's absolutely ridiculous that you have some people condoning these barbaric acts in Ukraine, but at the same time condemning a gentleman who defended his wife and her honor. People have to see the hypocrisy and ridiculousness in this. That's all I gotta say. I'm out.